time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
St. John's Gospel today. It is fascinating to compare the vision of Daniel with the image of Jesus before Pilate. In both, the Lord of creation is depicted in a moment of triumph. Daniel has no sense of the paradox that the Lord being treated like a common criminal. There was, of course, no reason why he should, though the author of that section of Isaiah saw that reality. At the heart of the paradox, however, is the insight that Jesus is the Lord of creation, the King who does triumph, the leader whom we follow precisely because he suffers with and for us and goes down with us even into the valley of death. That's why he is not only the Lord of creation, but our Lord also. Not only the King, but our King. Well, once upon a time, a new boy moved into a neighborhood before the football season. He was a little guy, thin and scrawny and clumsy. He went out for the football team and made a fool out of himself among the big kids. The coach, who had a kind heart, would not cut him from the team. However, he came home from every practice bruised and battered. Most of the kids made fun of him at school. However, he would not quit. He was quiet, but he was also stubborn. One of the girls, who knew more about football than any of the boys and even the coach, kept muttering the new kid was really quick. Fastest boy on the team, she told everyone. No one, however, listened to her. What would a girl know about football anyway? Finally, there came the season opener against the next parish down the road, which almost always was a historic contest between these old rivals. The next parish was bigger and always had better football teams. This year was no exception. They held our heroes scoreless, and with only 5 minutes left in the game, our guys were down 13-0. Knowing they would never catch up, Coach sent in our little friend to play safety. On the next play, the quarterback for the next parish threw a pass which was tipped by one of our linemen. The little guy dashed across the field, intercepted it, and scampered towards the goal line. "See," said the girl, "I told you." The other team caught up with him as he crossed the goal line, knocked him to the ground, and piled all over him. At first he lay flat on the ground, then his face covered with mud, one of his eyes black. He staggered to his feet. The coach called a 2-point conversion. The quarterback, no dummy either, saw our runt standing behind him. The coach had forgotten to take him out and threw him a lateral. Our guy ran through the imposing team like a knife cuts through butter. Again they piled all over him in the end zone, but the refs didn't call a penalty. He was carried off the field. After his team got the ball back with only seconds to play, coach took a deep breath and sent him back in. He lined up with the team, looked like he didn't know where he was. The quarterback threw him a screen pass and, well, you know the rest. After the game, he was hailed as a new leader of the team and of the school. Like one of the big kids said, he's earned it. He's learned how to take the worst and still win.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.